Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Stone Crane is back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my third book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, both of those are award-winning books, The Third Ingredient with the number 3.com. Shalema Guarani is here, ladies and gentlemen. She has a new resource that she's been building around the world. It's now available in the United States, womenreignite.com. She's a women business advocate, and she's concerned about women being even more left behind as the digital age continues. Shalema, thanks again for being here. You know, one of the things that I talk about in my own work is the fact that we're continuing to enter the digital age, and we're continuing to leave elements of the analog age behind us. But you and I, human beings who are occupying those two worlds, are always going to be analog. And the more technology we have, the more it's going to come in some ways at cross purposes to our analog nature, isn't it?
True. I mean, humans are not being replaced with robots anytime soon. We might, 40, 50 years from now, we have no reason not to think that a computer could have the same emotional intelligence like people, but I don't think we should be concerned about that right now.
Right.
What we should be concerned about right now is that the boom in high-paid tech jobs is leaving women even more behind, and women are very often, you know.
We've talked about this on the show before, Shalema, with other women business experts. Why do you think women are being left behind financially in the technology field?
Oh, you know, Jim, it's a hard discussion. You know, I'm from Scandinavia, and I used to work for Hewlett Packard, responsible for Microsoft. You know, I've been working in high-tech, big-tech companies all my life. Women, for some reason, even despite that we have policies in place, we have mentorship programs, we have all kinds of things, women kind of don't apply or don't get employed. It's a super biased system. But I'm a mom. I have a girl myself, and I'm spending a fair amount of time telling her every day that she should invest in herself, that confidence matters. You know, women's confidence does top when they're age 10.
In my mind, you cannot talk about how to help women without talking to them about their confidence. And one of the things that I've been saying here for 21 years, over 21 years, Shalema, is that men are more confident than they deserve to be, and women are more capable than they demonstrate.
I mean, Jim, you have grandchildren, you have children, you know this. I mean, you're more experienced with being a parent than I am for a longer time, but I can tell you're right.
Well, I know. I've been working with women for a half a century, and I see men who can't get the job done act like they know what they're doing, and I see women who I know can get the job done aren't as confident of that. And that's a real problem for women. And I very lovingly, but with tough love, also explain to women, you've got to demonstrate the confidence, at least the confidence that you're capable of.
Jim, let me give you a practical example. I was speaking for a company, a darling company that most people in Silicon Valley really admire, and they have a lot of women engineers. And I was invited by the CEO to come and give a talk. And surprisingly, the talk they wanted me to give was actually about how to raise your confidence.
Yeah.
And I had the chance to talk to these brilliant women, brilliant, much smarter than I am. And the thing is, they don't know how to negotiate. They don't know how to place a good, to sell a good idea to a man. They feel insecure. They don't speak up. They don't tell a man to maybe don't speak. The thing is, they don't have. Yeah. So why do they not get into high paid tech jobs? They are as qualified as men. You can go to Asia and many other countries, and you will see that the women are more or less equal to men when it comes to you know, being paid the same and going for the same position.
Right.
You can go to Iceland, just one of the Nordic countries, but it's by law. You're not allowed to pay men more than women.
Mm-hmm.
But that's really not helping. I mean, it's good. I love it. But it's not helping the women, the skills that they need in negotiating. We need women to learn that money are not bad. We
right.
need them to ask for it just themselves, negotiate, and really get the salary they deserve. They don't get that today. They don't get the jobs they deserve, and they don't get the salary they deserve. And that's something that I'm changing.
Well, I hope, and I'm glad to see that. Of course, you know, I do believe that open markets are important. I don't think the government should mandate
yes.
that.
No.
But I agree with you. I think everybody. See, I know men who won't negotiate for their best selves. I mean, I know men who don't have mm-hmm. the confidence either. But it is predominantly a female issue, and I think it goes back to the heart of who you are and how you're made, and you have to rise above those things. I mean, like I said, a man has to throttle mm-hmm. himself a little bit. He has to dial it back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.